You don't need me to tell you this, but it's hot today in New Hampshire. Temperatures reaching into the 90s where they were in the 70s earlier in the week. There have been heat advisories, and a number of New Hampshire towns have opened up cooling centers. And appropriately enough, the hot weather comes just as we mark the official start of summer. To find out more, we turn to our meteorologist, Gary Best. Hi, Gary.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Very good. Can you tell us first a little bit about this current stretch of heat and what's behind it?
Well, this is going to be lasting only for a couple of days around here. We've had a lot of heat recently across the central plain states of the Midwest and the Ohio Valley, and it's finally moving towards the east. It's encompassing all of the northeast right now. Temperatures 80s, 90s, even a few spots, maybe near 100 over the next day or so. Along with that will come high humidity. But the jet stream remains fairly active around here, and therefore a front will likely move through on Friday with some scattered thunderstorms in it. Probably will be turning a bit cooler here for the weekend, and I think next week temperatures will be near to below normal, at least for the first half of the week.
Now, when we talked in February, you said we were likely to see a mild spring, which we certainly did, and then probably some more warm temperatures for the summer. Does it still look that way?
It's going to be delayed a bit. I mean, we're getting the warm weather right now, but the jet stream pattern will still be fairly active over the next several weeks, allowing some cold fronts to move through. So we may get a day or two of some very warm weather, and then it cools off for several days. This kind of weather pattern will probably continue for the rest of June, maybe into early July, but I'm still looking at least the second half of the summer into the fall, when we're probably going to have mostly above normal temperatures.
At the end of May, we saw a severe thunderstorm come through the state. It caused enough road damage in the Monadnock region to qualify for federal disaster aid. What are we likely to see in terms of storms or severe weather this summer?
Probably not a whole lot of severe weather coming up, though there will be some scattered thunderstorms as these fronts move in from the west. And again, some of the storms coming in over the next week or two may contain some small hail and some gusty damaging winds, but I don't expect any really big widespread severe weather outbreak.
And last question for you. I imagine one of the nice parts about coming up with weather forecasts is that since you know what's coming, you can stake out the prime beach spots in the summer. So where does a meteorologist hide out when it gets hot like this?
I tell you the truth, I love to go to Hampton Beach. I've been going to Hampton Beach for years now, and I just love that area.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Enjoy the hot weather wherever you go.
Okay.
That's meteorologist Gary Best.